This is Nigeria Anderson, and I'm on UrbanBuzzMag.com with my brother Montel Dorsey. We had a little technical difficulty, so we're going to just pick it right back up. Montel Dorsey is speaking on developing a relationship with Christ. He is talking about kingdom business, multiple streams of income, and this is something you need to know. Montel?
To simplify it, a relationship with Christ is transparency. With people, we literally, I don't know where we went wrong in the church that others deliver the word of the dictatorship. I don't know where that came from, but we're going to dispel that today.
Amen.
Everyone, all the more, those of us that stand in the pulpit and preach the word, we're held accountable because we're accountable to God or for his people and how we represent him before his people.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, relationships are transparent. If you have an authentic relationship, it has to be a relationship, first of all, of truth.
Right.
He desires truth in the inward part. Okay? So in other words, I can't be like we do in the church, smile in your face. But behind your back is something else sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with Christ, he already knows me.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the way that I think, and after he tried me, I'm going to come forth. But here's the thing. I have to first confess, repent, and then accept.
Right.
Now, you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior with a prerequisite understanding that he already knows the truth. Why was David, and let me just go here since we're in the music vein.
Mm-hmm.
Why did God call David a man after his own heart? Now, you know David's history.
Right.
I wouldn't, you wouldn't, I don't think either, call David a man after God's own heart, especially us knowing from an external view what David would do.
Right, right.
David was a whore. He was a whore.
Right.
He was a whore. He was a whore, a whore, and a whore. And so he did some very dangerous, promiscuous things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then God refers to him, Jesus, as one after his own heart. This is how Jesus refers to him. Well, what the Lord let me see in that this was, he loved David's heart. I love the sinner, hate the sin.
Mm-hmm.
David's heart toward God was a heart of perfect love. But he had promiscuity in his flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But he never lied. Watch this. He never lied to God about his promiscuity.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he messed up, he got in the face of God. And he repented instantaneously. Did he know it was wrong before he did it? That was his flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Flesh, there dwells no flesh in. And from the pulpit to the door, come on, preacher. Stop lying to the people and be honest about your struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Many people could get delivered if they would talk about what he delivered them from and how he delivered. Because you didn't get delivered without having a relationship. I know I'm going around the world and I, but I got to go around that whole world just to get us back to relationship is about the communication with God who is unconditional.
That's right.
Love for us.
Yeah, I always tell people God is not an oxymoron. He's not one who can heal you and help you with your bills, but can't save your loved one. He's not one that can help you buy a house, but won't help you put food in the house.
Exactly. And he's not one who will condemn your sin and condemn you to hell, but not repair you and heal you for your sins and forgive you for your sins and restore you from your broken place.
That's
yeah,
right.
You may have done what they say you've done, but you are not who they say you are.
Right.
You're who he say you are.
Right.
And
right.
That's why you have to take on the mind of Christ. At that time, being you, which was also in Christ Jesus, through relationship, I began to discover who he is, all to know him. In a personal way. Whereas I can talk to him, and then he can tell me of who I am. The old people say he walks with me.
And he talks to me.
And tells me.
That's right.
The more he tells me, I feel I help through here.
Hey, come on now.
He tells me who I am. When I don't know who I am, when the more he tells me, I know you're messing up, Thomas, but you're still mine.
That's right.
I know you're broken. You're stuck. You're still mine. I know you took this, brother, like you were having a hard time now while you're listening to this interview. But be healed, be delivered, and be made free today.
In the name of Jesus.
God, and he's trying to tell you that he still loves you. He loves you, and he hates the sin.
Amen.
And what you have to do through relationship, he'll teach you how to overcome. He'll teach you how to come out. He'll teach you how to be free. But you got to talk to him. You got to communicate. You got to admit, I got an issue. I need your help. I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Free me. I need to be free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how I
want to
be free.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, I love having pastor friends. You know, we could get together and just go. Now, speaking of that, and you are a pastor, songwriter, singer, who are you accountable to? A mentor or a pastor or someone who covers you, a confidant? And how important is that, especially when you're in ministry? Because I think people get titles and then they think they don't have to be accountable to nobody but God. It's just God. He going to do it all.
That's further from the truth. Everybody needs to be accountable. I'm accountable to Bishop Joby Brady, Pastor Shaw Brady of Potter's House North.
Mm-hmm.
My spiritual covering. That's my spiritual father.
Amen.
And mother. I'm accountable to them. And it's very important to have covering.
Yes.
Because someone needs to correct you. I don't care who you are. Someone you need to be accountable to say, that's not, no. And even, watch this. What's important to me when I'm dealing with other people? That's the first question I ask. Who are you connected to?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you accountable to? Because that tells me a whole lot about you.
That's right. That's why I asked you.
Tells me a whole lot about you. You want to know about a child or a person or individual? Who are your people? Who are your mother and them? Who are your son and them?
Mm-hmm.
Go to a few family reunions and you know what? I'll know a whole lot.
See, you done went there.
Yeah.
All right. So you, in 2015, you started M University Records. I love pastors who do other things besides stand in the pulpit. And I'm not saying some people, that's just what they're called to do. But I love it when I hear pastors and bishops and people in ministry doing great things outside the church. Because the people we really need are outside the church. So you started M University Records. How do you manage the business side, the artist side, and the ministry part?
You need a team.
Okay.
Always a team. I believe very much in being independent and not policing or prostituting God's people. In ministry, there's a lot of prostitution going on.
Ooh.
Because the dictatorship pastor makes people believe, because I am the man of God, you should take care of me. You should do this, and if you give me that, jump up 3 times and turn around and put a mirror from both. If you go to work every day, pay your tithes and be faithful, you will get a miracle. And if you go to your job, be faithful to that job, save your money, do the right thing, you can get anything that I can get and anybody else can get. Stop all this mess. Stop choosing people. Stop it. It needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
It gets it. I know that there's a principle that he has set, and that's pay your tithe and give. And if you do this, and you be faithful to this, you understand what I'm saying? He's
yes.
going to bless you, because there's room in his house, there's room in his storehouse, especially when you're obeying his law. But here's the other thing. The problem is, we get so caught up thinking, I don't know if another civil rights movement, I don't think I want to be a part of another civil rights movement. I believe there's enough movement in the kingdom of God for every believer to succeed if he or she wants to. The heart of the king is in the master's
yes.
hand, and he can turn it any way he wants.
Yes.
So if I save my money, Bishop Jay, our spiritual grandfather, said one time, he said, if you were to challenge yourself, save that McDonald's that you buying all year long. If you were to say that for a year, do you know how much money you will have saved in the course of a year?
Mm-hmm.
We consume so much that we don't need, and we save only less. So, having said that, I started a business because we need to have multiple streams of income.
Right.
We are called to be a blessing.
That's right.
And that's everyone. We are called to be a blessing. We are supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers.
That's
and
right.
And not to fail above only and not beneath.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my principle for life. Do it. Work.
Right.
Work. Work. Right. Work. Work until it works. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Right.
You know, without a vision, that's the other thing. Now, that's the other piece of it. You've got to have a vision.
Right.
Because without a vision, you and the people going to perish.
Right. That's right.
They speak you blind.
You ain't lied. You ain't lied. And the blind can't lead the blind.
Blind can't lead the blind.
How did you scout for the M University talent? And what were you looking for?
I wasn't looking for anything traditional. I wasn't looking for anything that I heard. I was looking for that sound, that element. Because I believe that there's a conglomeracy of the kingdom is so diversified.
Mm-hmm.
It's multicultural diversified as well. God cannot be put in the box of my small mentality.
But
right. What I listen for is the sound of heaven. Yoke breaking. Life changing. You know, change agents. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And it's something about the security of that sound. You don't have to wonder if it's the sound. Because when you hear it, not only will you know it, but you'll feel it.
Right.
And
right.
It'll grip you like Christ gripped us at the cross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now tell us a little bit more about you from being in the choir to now leading choirs. And what is that transition like?
Let me tell you, I think all of my life, I was born to be that leader.
Mm.
I followed and I mimicked those that were my mentors. I don't know when it started. I was birthed into it. It was like all I ever know and remember doing was learning and doing at the same time. I was learning and teaching. All at the same time, I was making up songs. Even if those songs weren't good songs, I still made them up until they became good songs. You know,
uh-huh.
It was like I would do it. I worked the work until the work was working, and I don't even remember how it happened, but it was birthed in me. You know, he said, in your mother's womb, I formed thee, I ordained thee, and I sanctified thee to be a nation where everything that I'm doing was birthed in me, and that's all I remember. And I would say to anybody that's in this, make sure that you've been chosen for it.
Right,
make
right.
Sure you've been chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Say it.
You know, your passion will pay you.
Mm.
If you've been chosen to do something, back to the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have sight to know that this is what I'm, what I have my eyes on, this is what I've been chosen for. Because when you see it and know it, it is confirmed through your being able to do it. And so that's what it was. I was able, through relationships, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
He made himself real to me from a child. Like,
mm-hmm.
He began to speak to me at a child, when I was a child.
Amen. Amen. I'm talking to Montel Dorsey. Pastor, singer, songwriter, new CD, Love Over Hate. Is there anything else you want to tell the people about you, the album, and definitely include your social media?
My social media is at MU Campus Life, and our website is www.mucampuslife.com.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.